STLSportsPage.com. As we mentioned before the break, we're going to chat now a few minutes with Tim Hegarty, who's the author of a new book entitled Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and the Stories Behind Them. Tim is also the play-by-play broadcaster for the Tucson Toros out in the AAA Pacific Coast League. Obviously sees the Memphis Redbirds come in there from time to time. And Tim joins us on the telephone. Tim, how are you this afternoon?
Great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Good. We appreciate it very much. BJ and I were just down in Springfield, Missouri for the weekend watching some double-A baseball with the Cardinals. Minor league baseball, one of the areas of the game that's near and dear to our hearts, and saw your book come across the email there, and it looked like something interesting to check it out. How did you come up with the idea for the book? Let's start there.
Well, the idea started in 2004. I was the broadcaster for the Idaho Falls Chuckers. And so many people were asking me, what is a chucker? Where did this name come from? It's a pheasant-like bird, by the way. And it became an interest of mine with all these fans asking about unique minor league team names. So I looked for a book about the most unique minor league team names and the stories behind them, and nothing like it existed. And I was really surprised. As you guys know, there's all sorts of baseball books about different facets of the game. So it became an interest of mine. I would research it in the winter. A couple of years later, reached a point where I really thought I had something here and had no idea how it got from my laptop into a bookstore. So I actually bought How to Get Your Book Published for Dummies, and it worked out. Was able to get a publishing deal.
Well, that's great. Yeah, the publisher is Cedar Mill Press. You obviously can find it on the internet as well as I'm sure at bookstores around town or on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, all of those. A lot of these team nicknames are now defunct, unfortunately, because it would really be fun if some of these teams were around today with some of these old names. Just flipping through the book here, I came across two that are on the same page out of the state of Massachusetts. The Holyoke Paperweights are going to take on the Salem Witches tonight.
Yeah, there actually was a team named the Paperweights, and the reason is American Pad and Paper Company is based in Holyoke. They are a major office supply company, and that was a main employer in that time, so the team owners thought it'll really draw to our fan base if we pick an office supply name for our team name, and hence the Paperweights.
It just seems like some of these people that were coming up with the names were just kind of lazy. They just figured whatever was the most popular thing around the area at that time, like Kalamazoo Celery Pickers and Leavenworth Convicts. Like, oh, we're famous for having a prison. We'll call our team the Convicts. We don't have to think any more than that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, BJ. In the early 1900s, not all teams had official names, and some would even use their city name. For example, there's a team in the book called the Walla 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 Wallas. They didn't have a name, so they just went with their city name. And you're right, I think that's what makes them really unique. For example, one of my favorite older team names is the Ilion Typewriters in Ilion, New York.
Right.
And the reason they picked that name is that the Remington Standard II typewriter was invented in that city, and it's what their city was known for.
What was the most unique name you came across? Or let's also say, how much research was involved to come up with some of the stories behind them? Was there one that just kind of frustrated you because you couldn't find where the name originated?
Yeah, in fact, there are two that were so unique that I felt like they have to be in the book, even though we didn't actually find an answer. There's over 150 teams featured, but there are two, the Topeka Savages and the Montpelier Goldfish. So if anybody listening knows, let me know.
The three names that Tim Hegarty, again, is the author of the book, is titled Root for the Home Team, Minor League Baseball's Most Off-the-Wall Team Names and the Stories Behind Them. You have three identified from Missouri. Unfortunately, they're all out of business now, don't play minor league baseball anymore. The Hannibal Cannibals, the Kirksville Osteopaths, followed by the Nevada Lunatics.
Yeah, I love the Hannibal Cannibals team name because when I first came across it, I said, man, that's a vicious team name, the Cannibals. That's pretty intimidating. But it actually comes from a piece of literature. Hannibal, Missouri, the hometown of Mark Twain, and the team name comes after his story, Cannibalism in the Cars.
Mm-hmm. And they played at Clemens Field.
That's right. Yeah, and the other one you mentioned, Rob, Nevada Lunatics. Am I pronouncing it right? Nevada?
Right, that's
correct, yes.
Yeah, a lot of people have said Nevada, but no, it's Nevada. I mean, imagine if a team tried to do this now, it would be a public relations nightmare.
Right.
But there was a mental asylum there at that time, and they named the club the Lunatics. Imagine that.
It's so funny.
I think it's amazing how we can just throw out a name, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about, and then give us the little bio, pretty much exactly that you have in the book, that you're able to remember everything about each and every one of these teams that you wrote about.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it certainly was something that started off as a hobby. I think maybe became an obsession. I really felt like this was a chance to put something out there that wasn't out there, so put a lot of time in, and I guess was able to remember the stories that way.